Hello, Charles. Hey, sir. How's it going? This is Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah, how you doing?
Pretty good, sir. Pretty good. We've been emailing back and forth in reference to, I'm drawing a blank here, the church there in Houston, St. Stephen's Missionary Baptist Church?
Yeah, what about it?
Just checking in to see if you happen to have the 990 form for either the 2014 or 2015 year.
Did you ask them, Dennis?
I did. All I have from them actually is just the audit, basically.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't have the 990, but why don't you give them a ring, and check with them.
Well, I don't believe they have it. I mean, all they provided me with was just the like I said, the just the audit.
There. I mean they are a church, so it's not a requirement that a church file a 990.
Right, it's a nonprofit.
Well, no, because a church is exempt from actual filing of the 990. A regular nonprofit is, in many cases, if it's more than $50,000 in revenue a year, are required to file. But a church is exempt, regardless.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm saying all that to say, one, I don't have it, and then two, they're still in compliance as long as their designation is a church.
Okay, that's good to know. Right. I've done a few other nonprofits that were schools and stuff of that nature. But I tell you what, if you have a quick second, if you could just write a brief email to me, I could get that to my underwriters, and that way they see it coming from an actual CPA.
Who are you working with over at the church?
All the above, actually. I've been working with Ernie, but Paul and Rosalyn as well.
I'm pretty sure I did. I answered the question earlier. But why don't you send me an email with whatever questions you might have. And if I can answer those questions, I will.
Okay.
I'll get it right back to you.
All right, Charles, I'm writing an email right now as we speak, just to Charles, cfwebb1040@aol.com.
That's correct.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye.